The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bonjour, hi, Canada, Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. On this Friday edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show, thank you for listening. I want to begin on a sober note. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I have spent most of the last 30 years in Orange County, California, so we know it very well, and we read the local papers, and we're about to go back there for the holidays. And the local papers send us alerts, good news and bad. This was a bad alert. On Tuesday night, terrible car crash at the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and Newport Drive. And anyone who knows the area knows that Newport Drive plunges down to meet the ocean right there at Crystal Cove Beach. And there are giant arches and Pelican Hill is on the right. And the Marriott Resort is on the left. It's one of the more gorgeous places. The Beachcomber Restaurant is close nearby. And it's one of the most scenic drives in all of America. Unfortunately, on Tuesday night, it was the most tragic place in all of America. Two parents were out for a drive, Henry and his wife, and they were going to pick up his paycheck. Henry works two jobs at the Pelican Point, Pelican Hills Resort and another place, and he was going to pick up his paycheck and had his wife with him. And they were accompanied by their three little girls. And their three little girls are Emma, Elena, and Samantha. And they were in the backseat dressed in their Christmas pajamas. And they were going to go get the check and then go look at the beautiful Christmas lights. Everyone knows that the boat parade goes on. There's just gorgeous lights all over Newport Coast. It's one of the cheerier places in California for people to go. And at that corner, they were struck by a drunk driver, and the parents were killed. And the little girls, Emma, Elena, and Samantha, all seriously injured. Henry and Gabby were killed. That's the mom and the dad instantly. And the three girls were smashed up. One of the girls was trying to wake up her mother in the car, but had smashed up legs. One was in surgery last night when we got the details about this. And it just breaks my heart, right? Christmas pajamas, going to see the lights, the merriest of seasons and the hardest of years, a young dad working two jobs, a young family striving to get ahead, and suddenly I have three orphan girls, and they're all in the hospital, and they're all shattered, and mom and dad are dead. So I went and found the GoFundMe page, and there are, you know, I'm always a little bit leery of GoFundMe unless I know the person running it, and it turns out that I know Brett Namath, an attorney in Orange County. A Republican activist for a while, but now just working away as an attorney. Good guy. Called him up. I said, look, is this the right GoFundMe page? And he assured me it is. So I put it over at HughHewitt.com because the girls will be taken care of by a sister of Henry. along with the grandmother of Henry, after they get out of the hospital. And, of course, their lives are going to be very, very difficult than they were when they had a mom and a dad and a life in Christmas pajamas. And it will just be a completely different life. And contributions won't change that. The loving care of an aunt and a grandmother won't change that. But you can certainly at least make it easy to pay their deductibles and get them home and get them set up in some way. So if you have $10 or $100, I ask you for a lot of money on the show, and I'll ask you today to support Angel Tree Christian Fellowship again, because there are lots of kids with heart problems in the country, and Christmas is the season for children. But Emma, Elena, and Samantha didn't deserve that. On a night of joy to be, you think about how they began the day and their excitement. They're going to go look for the lights. They put on their Christmas pajamas. They do the whole nine yards. Every family in America tries to get something like that done. Any of you have ever gone through the neighborhood with that house that decorates? In fact, I think Dwayne lives in one of those neighborhoods. Don't you live in one of those neighborhoods that go crazy? Let's go over to the weather center.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and so
my dad does.
Yeah, and so the cars are parked around the block, right? And they're just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the Newport Coast intersection I'm talking about, don't you?
Where?
Newport Coast and Pacific Coast Highway, where arches are.
PCH? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where Emma, Elena, and Samantha were killed. And have you seen anything about this story? Or do you not read the papers anymore, Grumpy?
I have not read a paper in 15 years.
Okay, go over to HughHewitt.com. I've got the story there, and I've got their GoFundMe page right up there on top. And it's pretty awful. At the same time, you can make it a little bit less awful. With a donation, and many of you are doing that. I put it up last night. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I contributed, and I'm sure you will as well. The big news of the day. It's not a very good news day. A couple of vaccines came up a cropper in Australia. Sanofi, GSK, and they're not going to work. They've got trouble down under. I got asked yesterday on the Washington Post broadcast with Jonathan Capehart, why the president only bought 100 million of the Pfizer vaccine. And I was luckily, Eugene Robinson, who's a lefty, but he's a fair lefty, was on with me, and we both had to inform everyone. Look, we played vaccine roulette. We bought 100 million doses of 8 different vaccines with options for 1.6 billion doses of those 800 million doses, because we have 8 different vaccines in trial, and we weren't betting all on red or black. We weren't betting all on the number 21 or the number 6. We spread the bet around. Two of them have come home winners. Yesterday, Pfizer was approved by our FDA. We knew it was going to be approved because it was already being used in the United Kingdom and Canada. We're a little bit slower than they are, but we're still moving at the speed of sound. And I expect Moderna will be approved next week. So two for two, and then two come up a cropper. And the AstraZeneca one is delayed as well. So people who say, well, they didn't buy enough of Pfizer. The government did the right thing. They spread their bets. They incentivized 8 different companies, and they're going to get it. But that's unfortunate news out of Australia. Other unfortunate news, it looks like the European Union has reverted to its old dictatorial ways. There isn't going to be a Brexit deal. There's no reason not to have a Brexit deal. Boris went over there and tried to negotiate, but the EU has got their nose in the air, and they basically want the United Kingdom to bend the knee. So there's not going to be a deal, and that means markets are going to be upset today. Let me do a market report brought to you by Birch Gold this morning. A lot of you wonder, what is the perfect Christmas present? If you don't know what to get someone, buy them gold. Go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Buy them gold or buy them silver. Whatever Birch Gold is selling, buy it for them. If you buy gold, they'll send you some free silver, and you can put that in the stockings and keep the gold for the kids' college account or your retirement. In fact, speaking of retirement, at Birch Gold, they'll help you roll over a portion of your 401k or your IRA into a precious metals IRA, which is the safest way to go. Long-term appreciation, long-term security against the ups and downs of the market. Don't overinvest. I always say 10 to 25%. Diversify. Do not overinvest. You've got to be really wealthy to do other than diversify. Diversify reduces risk, but gives you growth. And diversification includes precious metals. But whether you're buying gold for Christmas or diversifying, do it with Birch Gold. They've got the best ratings. They've got the best people. They'll take the time on the phone with you. But you begin by going to HughGold.com or by calling texting my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. A mixed market yesterday. The Dow was down 69. The Nasdaq was up 66. Go figure. Overseas today, the England 100 is down almost 1%. The German mark is down 1.66%. The 10-year Treasury is down a little bit. Oil is at $46. People just don't think Brexit's going to happen. And so they are very, very pessimistic, and so markets are down. But gold is at 1832, which is a terrific entry point. Terrific. Anytime it's under 1850, I'm going to tell you that's terrific. And sometimes it gets below 1800, but you can't play for a dollar here or a dollar there. You just got to buy your gold. Do so at HughGold.com. Come back. I'll give you some more news as well about the economic talks on the Hill. They're in disarray. What a surprise. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer are putting their political interests first. They think it'll help them in Georgia if there's no deal. So they're holding you hostage again. More on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about a dollar a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Did I hear a bell? Let's check the Weather Center. I'm flying back to California tomorrow. I want to see what the Weather Center has. Let's go to Weatherman Dwayne, who finished the night weather school last week, and he's got his weather board. What do we got, Dwayne, for the weekend as I return to California?
No wind.
That's not out. Where's the whiteboard?
You want to see the whiteboard?
Yeah.
I did a presentation, actually.
I just want to see. It's supposed to have like 78 degrees and sunny and a sun drawn on it somewhere.
No. I'm just looking at how the weather impacted Ohio State chances in the championship.
We are going to play Northwestern in the championship and crush the Wildcats. I'm afraid to tell you.
I don't know how you're going to get past Alabama.
We're going to crush Alabama in the championships. You haven't seen Justin Fields play, have you? Trevor Lawrence wants to get out of this.
You know that Michigan game. That Michigan game didn't happen because of COVID, right?
That's right. What is this whiteboard? This whiteboard has got nothing to do with a sunny sun. Is that the sun on the left?
No, that's China. That's where the COVID comes from, and it rides the isobar all the way through Vegas, where the line was Ohio State plus 30.
Yeah,
and it caused Michigan to not be able to field a team.
Oh, I see. Well, that actually did move through. That was a front that moved through Ann Arbor.
That was a COVID front that moved all the way from Vegas up to Ann Arbor.
You know, they've changed their sweatshirts from Michigan to Michigan.
To Michigan, yes.
Yeah,
Michigan.
That's what they did.
But because of that, it means that Ohio State has to limp in at number 4.
Well,
they don't have enough games played, and they barely
gonna
got in.
We're going to play Northwestern. When we get Northwestern, they'll put it up to number 2.
So you're just looking past Alabama.
I'm looking past Alabama. They haven't got a chance. I just want Trevor Lawrence. Well, thank you for that, but next time I'd like a weather report.
Where do we get that kind of action against Alabama?
You know, we'll talk about that when I come back after a week. I want to tell everyone, although I'll be off next week, my guest host, Bob Franz, Mr. Sam Darnold himself will be in on Monday, and I'm going to have Kurt Schlichter back a couple of times next week. Mark Davis, Mr. Dallas Cowboys, will be in. But all of them are going to tell you about Angel Tree. The countdown is on. Christmas is 2 weeks from today, which means as we head into the weekend, it's my last chance to remind you we urgently need your help in the Angel Tree campaign. I've told you about the poor children, but there are poor children everywhere in the United States. All they want is a present for mom and dad as they await a note and a present in prison. And Angel Tree's crippled this year because they're not on church patios. But you folks are responding. Chuck Colson, the founder of Prison Fellowship, met a young pastor who grew up on the mean streets in South Bronx who received gifts from his father through Angel Tree.
And now he's back as a pastor. And that's in an area where 10% of the population are ex-offenders and where the crime rate is soaring. That's the South Bronx. So here we are, an Angel Tree beneficiary is now ministering and planting churches in that area. I love this. It's just the tip of the iceberg. When you deliver that gift, you think that's just a nice thing for a kid at Christmas? No, it can be life-changing.
It is so life-changing, and you can be a part of it when you head over to thehughhewitt.com, find the Angel Tree banner at the very top. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing so. I want to go down and listen to, this is why I'm leaving Virginia, cut number 24. Ralph Northam, the Virginia governor, says this.
Now I'd like to take a moment to talk about our faith communities. This is a holy time for multiple faith traditions. Tonight, as a matter of fact, is the first night of Hanukkah. Christmas is 2 weeks away. The holidays are typically times of joy and community. We gather together, we celebrate our faith, and we celebrate with family. But this year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. So I strongly call on our faith leaders to lead the way and set an example for their members. Worship with a mask on is still worship. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
You know, the governor doesn't understand sacramental things, but I think it would just be best if he said, please act responsibly. All of America knows, act responsibly. I don't like governors telling people how to worship. It gives me a chill. Just act responsibly, America. Come back for the next segment of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. This is the David Kelly segment. Actually, it's the Sonny Bunch segment. He is the official movie and all video critic of the Hugh Hewitt Show. But the Hewitts have been watching The Undoing, and now we're watching Big Little Lies, and they're both by this guy named David Kelly, who can't tell a story in other than 33 RPM when I'm a 78 RPM person. Hello, Sonny Bunch. How are you?
I'm good, Hugh. Yeah, I was a big fan of at least the first season of Big Little Lies. I thought that was a pretty good show, but I still haven't watched The Undoing. I gotta get caught up on that. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, generally you fill me in on people. David Kelly, honestly, there are long lingering shots of beaches in Big Little Lies and long lingering shots of Manhattan in The Undoing. I mean, it goes on forever. You could tell these stories in about 90 minutes and he takes 7 weeks.
You know, this is part of the problem with the whole TV thing, right? Like, Netflix, for instance, I know sitcom creators, Tina Fey, when she was talking about making Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You remember that show?
Yes, I didn't watch it, but I remember it, yeah.
She gave an interview once where Netflix came to her and said, you know, look, this is great, but we need the episodes to be longer. We need the episode. You're used to making 23-minute episodes of sitcoms for NBC. You're on 30 Rock, right? That's what she did, and she was very good at it. And instead they wanted 30-minute episodes of sitcoms, 30 to 35 minutes. And it's an entirely different mode of comedy in a weird way. It's not as tight, not as snappy, and as a result, the show ends up feeling bloated. I mean, I watched the first season of Kimmy Schmidt, and I only got a couple episodes into the second one just because everything felt everything felt like it dragged
out. That's exactly the right word.
Long.
That's what I feel about. But they're good series, but they're bloated. I mean, they just move along like a horse and buggy. What are you here to talk about today, Sonny?
Well, we should talk a little bit about the big Disney call yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of this news.
I did not.
But Disney had their big investor call, their big annual investor call. This is when they announced all of the new big shows, their new big Star Wars shows, their new big Marvel shows, their new big Pixar stuff, animated stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the real thing to focus on here is kind of meta to all of that, and that is Disney Plus, right? You know, last week we talked a bit about Warner moving its whole slate to HBO Max, right? And I said that, look, that you know, they were basically trading theatrical dollars for digital pennies. And that's because I doubt that HBO Max can have quite the same subscriber base that a Netflix has, right? That a it's not a service that's going to have 300 million subscribers worldwide. It's not ever going to grow to that size. Disney on the other hand, it does have a service that has the potential to be a Netflix style behemoth, frankly a bigger than Netflix behemoth, that could encompass the world and overtake it. And you see that in the numbers that Disney announced yesterday. Disney announced that they have 86.8 million subscribers to Disney Plus.
Wow.
And they also announced that they are looking to increase that number to 260 million by the end of 2024. Now that is
no wonder they're up 6% overnight on the market. Yeah.
That is an enormous those are both enormous numbers, frankly. I mean, the first number, 86.8 million subscribers, when Disney Plus launched, they looked to have about 90 million subscribers after 4 years. And they're going to get there in one, more or less. They're, you know, Disney Plus has been around for 1 year now. They are at almost 87 million subscribers, which is just it's an enormous, enormous achievement. And, you know, I think people are surprised. And I think Disney is surprised, frankly, at how well it has done. They were aided a little bit by the COVID lockdowns. You know, people were at home with their kids. They needed something to entertain them with. We'll see if that if lifting those lockdowns over the next few years changes everything. But, you know, look, here's the bottom line. And the bottom line is the bottom line, right? The bottom line here is if you have 87 million subscribers, and you increase the cost of the service by $1 a month, which they also announced yesterday, that's an additional $87 million a month that you're bringing in. That's an additional weekend of box office gross, right? So $87 million times 12, that's a little over $1 billion. And that's extra revenue a year. So Disney, you know, what I'm getting at here is Disney can get away with trading digital theatrical dollars for digital pennies because it's actually closer to digital dollars for them.
And well, you know what's really going to happen, though, Sonny? Do you know how much bigger Amazon is than Disney? Amazon is seven times bigger than Disney.
Sure.
So that means Amazon's just going to have to go buy Disney.
I mean, maybe. Disney and Amazon are in slightly different businesses, really, because Disney is really still in the theme park business. Even with the COVID shutdown, and even with the cruise shutdowns, you know, the big value added for Disney is not the content that they make exactly. It's the experiences that they provide for people. And I don't think Amazon wants to get in that business.
Well, I think they want Amazon Prime to grow. And if those membership numbers, that's immediately what I thought about, is that that's the only thing that come close to the membership numbers that might attract Jeff Bezos, the Eye of Sauron to the Magic Castle.
Yeah,
those are pretty big member numbers.
They're huge. I mean, they're enormous. That's an enormous number of people who have signed up for a subscription to Disney Plus. And I am surprised, and I think everyone is surprised. I think even Disney is surprised. So, you know, look, and to justify this, to justify the price increase to, you know, keep attracting people, they have to announce new content, right? And that is what happened yesterday. They announced something like 12 new Star Wars properties, 12 new Star Wars properties. I might even be wrong. It might have been 15. It might have been 100. I lost track after the sixth or seventh. But of all of those Star Wars properties, only two of them are going to be films. Almost all of them are going to be either live action or animated.
The evil spawn of the Mandalorian. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, you're going to have two Mandalorian spinoffs. You're going to have a Obi-Wan Kenobi series starring Ewan McGregor. You're going to have all sorts of stuff. You're going to have, like I said, several animated shows. And the goal here, if you're just thinking about it logically, the goal here is to never have a Star Wars show not on Disney Plus, because the one thing they want to do is cut down on churn. Churn is an industry term, meaning people who sign up and then drop the service when whatever they're watching goes away. So Disney had some pretty major churn with The Mandalorian, because that was the only real original programming that people were into. It was The Mandalorian. That's what people signed up for at first. And then after that stopped, you know, a year ago, they were like, well, I'll come back when The Mandalorian comes
Okay, back. Sonny, write this down. Amazon buys Disney. It makes bid for Disney. It's going to be a hostile takeover.
They're
in the subscription business. That's what they are. The Amazon Prime is what drives the whole other, you know, AWS, they've got to spin off because of antitrust reasons. But other than that, they're in the subscription business. Anything that brings them a subscriber, then they get into the ecosystem and then they ever leave. That's a lot of subscribers. That's a stunning number of subscribers.
I think here, I'll blow your mind a little bit here. And I think you're looking at the right idea, but probably from the wrong angle. Apple has the cash reserves. Apple has a TV service that they are trying to build up that does not seem to be.
I can buy too. They also need subscribers. People who need subscribers are going to look at that number and say, Disney's still in a bad place. As long as this virus continues, they are in a weak place. Yeah. Even with subscriptions, they are in a weak place because their major revenue generator is not generating revenue.
Right. Yeah, no, it's entirely possible. It's entirely possible.
So what else have you got for us? That's a big deal. That's a bit of news. I want to watch something.
Sure. So what is out now? There's actually kind of a bunch of stuff out right now. I've only seen one new thing because of various streaming schedules. The new thing that I have seen is pretty good. It's called Sound of Metal. It is about a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing. He's played by Riz Ahmed. A heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing and has to figure out how to live in the world as a deaf person. It's a little bit like The Wrestler. You remember The Wrestler, the Mickey Rourke movie?
Yes, I love that movie. Terrific movie.
Right. So it's about one of these movies about a performer who's kind of broken down and has to figure out how to live in a world in which he cannot do the only thing he is particularly.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke was nominated for an Oscar for that. I remember the razor blade scene. Disgusted me, but at the same time, if you're desperate and out of work, you do what you can do.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, Riz Ahmed stars in this as the drummer, and it's very good. And it's an interesting look into the world of the deaf community. And I say deaf. And when I say deaf, think of deaf with a capital D. There's a whole community of people who, you know, are deaf and who do not look at it as a handicap, look at it as, you know, just part of their life. And they try to go on and make the best of it. And he falls in with a community like this. And it's about him trying to come to grips with that world. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's quite good. It's quite moving. Again, it has a kind of sad and elegiac feel to it, all while still being pretty entertaining. It's on Amazon Prime now. Amazon bought this movie and was going to release it in theaters. Obviously, it is not in theaters because of COVID. But it is on Amazon Prime, and people should check that out. It's actually kind of annoying that it's not in theaters. I wish it was in theaters, Hugh, because the sound design of this film is very, very important. The way the sound is designed, it is designed to mimic his hearing loss, and how he processes sound in the world. And I wish I had been able to hear it in a theater, not see it in a theater. I could see it at home. It's the sort of small movie that is, you know, it's the sort of thing that people say, well, this is what streaming is for. This is where the small and medium-sized movie needs to go now. It needs to go to Amazon Prime or Netflix or Disney or wherever. You know, that movie has no place in the box office anymore. That place, that movie has no place in theaters. But this movie does have a place in theaters, again, because the sound design, you need to be enveloped by sound.
They will be back, Cindy. Cheer up. You know, we approved the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. I believe by March or April, the theaters will be back because you can't be America without the movies. It just isn't possible. Sonny, we are out of time. I'm off next week, so I will talk to you the week before Christmas. Thank you, my friend. Follow Sonny Bunch at Bulwark Goes to the Movie and at Sonny Bunch. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, you. I think this is going to be a significant week, so I hope this is a significant poem. Consider for a second what a crucial moment this is. Do you wonder how it felt to live on other precipices? What did dinosaurs imagine with their glances skyward blinking as the asteroid grew larger? What were those lizards thinking? Or the people of Atlantis, when they heard a distant rumble, who was first to understand their citadel would crumble? Or those people in the city seeing no more Grecian forces, soon to be surprised by their affinity for horses? Or my ancestors in Naples, all about to meet a bleak end, when my Uncle Joe said, guys, let's go to Pompeii for the weekend.
Huh?
Throughout the march of history, with all its drummers drumming, the thing they had in common was they knew not what was coming. Oh, it's always a good bet, you hear those learned people say, the chances of tomorrow will look much like yesterday. But when that doesn't happen, folks get caught up in a wave. The rules are all extinguished, and you grab what you can save. So embrace your sons and daughters, hold your wife, and kiss the cat, because from where I'm sitting, it's about to be like that.
Huh.
Now, you've all heard my Cassandra-ing. It's not a pretty song, but as my wife won't tell you, it's not often that I'm wrong. That's Tarzana Cassandra, or next week, A Happy Christmas Poem by Tarzana Joe.
Cassandra-ing is up there with Rashomon-ing, and Cassandra-ing makes me fear for the future, Joe.
Well, maybe you could. My wife is right, and I am wrong. So,
That's a wonderful poem. Are you taking commission still, Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com, even this late in the holiday season?
Absolutely and always.
And remember, that poem will be posted at TarzanaJoe.com, but if you need a poem for any occasion, write to him, TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, you.
I go back and remind everyone over at HughHewitt.com, you're going to find the GoFundMe page for Emma, Elena, and Samantha Saldana Andrade. And if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, this is admonitory towards people who drink in the holiday season. This is the worst tragedy in a long time that I've seen. I mean, it's a year of tragedy. It's a worldwide calamity, and 300,000 Americans have died, and 1.6 million people around the world have died, and 30 million people are sick, and there's a lot of grieving, but sometimes things just cut through the news. And this is from Orange County at the intersection of the most beautiful place in the world, Pacific Coast Highway and Newport Coates, on Tuesday night. Henry and Gabriella Saldana Mejia were driving to pick up Henry's paycheck at Pelican Hill, which is a resort golf course where he worked, I believe, in room service. He works two jobs to take care of their three little girls who are named Emma, Elena, and Samantha. They are 5, 3, and 1. And a drunk driver who had an alcohol level of 20%. And you know, that's three times the legal limit. So just drunk out of the driver's mind. Plowed the driver's Range Rover into their little, I don't know what it was. It was a small car. And mom and dad were instantly killed. And the three little girls, 1, 3, and 5, are all in the hospital. One was in surgery last night. When I called the organizer of the GoFundMe page, Brett Namath, who I have met a few times in Orange County over the 30 years I lived there off and on. The picture's up on the YouTube screen of Emma, Elena, and Samantha. And I talked to him just to make sure this is the legitimate fund, this is the right fund. You know, the families are complicated things, and sometimes everybody rushes in, and friends and neighbors rush in, but Brett Namath is taking care of the family, and 100% of your donations go to these three little girls. One was in surgery last night. The other two are smashed up, broken bones, that sort of stuff. And they're orphans, right? Now, the sister of Henry, the father, will take care of them, and the grandmother is alive and will help. But it's what a terrible thing, and it's an admonition to everyone. Make the Yuletide merry, but don't destroy lives. These are they're not destroyed. The girls will bounce back. They will live a life, and they will be supported, and they will be loved. But what a way to approach life without parents. And there are a lot of orphans. You know, lots of us just watched The Queen's Gambit, which is about an orphan. But it's a fictitious, it's a novel. And the orphanage in it is a novel orphanage, and it's not real. This is as real as, an intersection I pass through 30 times a year when I'm living on the West Coast, and which is the sort of the pinnacle of California, with the ocean right in front of you and Crystal Cove right in front of you and Pelican Hill on the right and the Marriott Resort on the left and the big arches marking. And they were off to see the lights of Newport Beach and the boat parade in Balboa Island. It's really gorgeous. People drive around Balboa Island, little and small. This time of year, they go up to Newport Coast. They love to go see the lights, and what a horrible tragedy. So if you have in your heart, I ask you for a lot of money on this show. But Emma, Elena, and Samantha, they got nothing to do with me. I just know I called, I corresponded with Brett to make sure it's true. But maybe reduce the sorrow a little bit by taking care of some of the everyday concerns. All you have to do is go to HughHewitt.com. I've got the link to the GoFundMe page on the top under the heading, We Have No Problems. We all have problems, but they are small problems. These girls have real problems. I like to say that after the Semper Fi Fund, which many of you remember this time of the year as well, the Injured Marine Fund, and many of you remember Angel Tree. All of these things are good things, but this is a family blown apart, and if you can help them, well, God bless you, gentlemen. God bless you. I'll be right back. Hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show coming up. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.